Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, and welcome back to College Girl Weekly. As always, I'm Caroline, and in today's episode, I want to talk about something that's very real in my life right now, and that is being sick. So especially on college campuses, germs fly haywire, and they're on everything you touch. They're on your bed, they're on your things, and you're living in such tight quarters with all the other people around you that things can spread much, much quicker. So that's why they tell you to get the flu shot, especially if you're going to, college or something like that, because it's so easy to get sick here. I don't know about where anybody else is, but where I am, it is really cold one day, and then the next day, it's not cold at all. Like, it's gone from 5 degrees to 50 degrees in the two-day span, and that always leads to people getting sick because you can't have such a temperature difference so quickly. Your body doesn't know how to adjust to that. So that always leads to getting sick. Right now I have really bad allergies because of the temperature difference in days like that so quickly. But so you can usually tell when it starts to happen because in class you start hearing people sniffle and cough and people get up to blow their nose and stuff like that. So today I want to talk about how to avoid getting sick, some of the tips that are used to kind of beat the sickness, and then how to make you feel better once it's already too late and you've been taken by the sickness. So we're going to get to that straight after the break. And, yeah, enjoy, guys.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Jason Derulo. I love that music connects to people all over the country. But unfortunately, so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million kids struggle with hunger right here in America. And yet, every year, billions of pounds of surplus food in the U.S. go to waste instead of going to the children in need. Feeding America is working to change this. The Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks rescues this surplus of food to help provide meals to families in virtually every community in the United States, including yours. But they just can't do this alone. Join me in the fight against hunger in America. For more information on what you can do to get involved, visit feedingamerica.org. That's feedingamerica.org. Together we can solve hunger. Together, we're feeding America. A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, guys, so I really wanted to give you some tips that I use and that my friends use to avoid getting sick. The main one I think that is really important is to get enough vitamin C. So vitamin C is one of the most helpful vitamins when it comes to fighting or curing a simple illness like the flu or the cold. It's amazing. It's awesome to have in your body. And you can take it in a pill form. You can take it in a powder form and you put it in your drink like the vitamin C packets. And you can just eat foods in high vitamin C like citrus fruits, orange juice, dark leafy greens, broccoli, berries, and so on and so forth. So during the flu season and during really any season, just make sure to bulk up on your vitamin C, and then this way you can at least do the very best you can to avoid getting sick. So the next one is very obvious, and everybody has been told to do this once or twice, but keep drinking fluids. Make sure that your body has enough water and enough healthy fluids to sustain you. So for the average human being, you need 8 glasses that are 8 ounces of water a day. So 8 times 8, basically. And so what I do is I just have a 32-ounce water bottle, and then I know that I have to have at least 2 of those. Normally, though, I have more than that because I'll do 2 water bottles throughout the course of the day. But I'll have a tea here and there or a juice or a seltzer or something else like that. So really, getting that much fluid is not hard. It's just making sure you know that you're actually getting it. Don't forget. Like, that's why I like to have the water bottle, because then I know I have to have 2 of those. So I have 1 in the morning that I use throughout class, and then 1 at night that I use with dinner. And normally, like I said, I have more than that. So it's not that hard, but you just have to make sure you do it. So that is always a good tip, and that works for before you get sick, while you're sick, after you're sick, just every day have 64 ounces of water at least. So my next tip is getting Aleve, because Aleve is the most miracle pain reliever I've ever had. It works for cramps. It works for headaches. It works for literally everything else. I mean, maybe it's a mind trick because I just love it so much, but it works for everything. If I have a toothache and I take Aleve, it works. If I don't know, it just makes me feel better. So everybody should go out and get some Aleve. I know some people like Advil, some people like Tylenol, whatever. Whatever works for you, make sure you have some on hand. This way, if you wake up one day and you have a big test that day and you just feel so yucky, which is such a weird word, but if you feel yucky one day and you wake up, you have a test or you have a project or something like that, take some Aleve, take some Advil or Tylenol or whatever. Chances are you're going to feel better. Make sure you're not taking a drowsy drug, especially during the day, just because obviously you don't want to fall asleep during the day. Which brings me to my next tip, which is to get the appropriate amount of sleep. So this makes all the difference, and you probably think you need more sleep because you're sick or you don't feel good, but getting a healthy about 8 to 9 hours is what's best. And this is so strange coming from me, and those of you who know me are probably laughing at me right now because I love sleep more than anything else in my entire life. And so it's so strange for me to be saying this, but really, a lot of times I find that I oversleep, and then that is worse for my illness or for just my body in general because my body doesn't need that much sleep. My body only needs 9 hours a night. But oversleeping is just as bad as not sleeping enough. So make sure that you're really trying. There is a website. If you go on Google, you can Google sleep calculator, which will tell you what time you need to go to sleep to wake up at a healthy time. Like it will tell you, you tell them what time you're going to sleep or what time you want to wake up, and then they'll give you suggestions for the opposite of whatever that is. So that's a really good thing. I know my roommate uses that a lot. So that's one of my tips. My next tip is working out. So this sounds really silly, especially because you're probably sick or you're getting sick or you just don't feel good. And the last thing on your mind is working out or getting any kind of exercise because you just want to come home and sit in your sweatpants and watch Netflix and eat junk food. But working out really does make you feel better. Even just for like 20 minutes, 30 minutes, just to get your heart rate up, you will be surprised by how much that makes you feel better. Like, then when you're done, you've worked out for 30 minutes, you go on the treadmill or the elliptical or whatever, and you come back, you take a nice warm shower, you get into your sweatpants, you have a good cup of tea, and everything is better. So try that when you feel really, really bad. If you don't want to go to the gym, you probably should go to the gym. That would be my suggestion. So next, I have hand sanitizer and washing your hands. Obviously, this one is a little bit like fluids. It's really obvious. But make sure that you wash your hands, especially on a college campus or any school, really, because kids are gross. And you young adults, I have that in quotes, because college is really not, let's be real, none of us are real adults. We're just kind of fake adults. But college is where you live so close to everybody else. You live, you work, you play very closely with a lot of other people. So it's important that you keep your things and yourself clean. Make sure that you have a hand sanitizer with you in class, and then this way you can just do it really quick before you start a test or something like that. It'll make you feel better about doing it, about being sick because you feel like you're doing something, and it helps you to stay healthy. So next is to gargle with salt water. If you have a throat ache, this is a really good one to just, if you're sore throat, itchy throat, whatever, just take some warm water and put some salt in it and gargle for about 30 seconds and then make sure that you spit it out. That is good for a sore throat. Another sore throat remedy is just having a spoonful of honey because honey works as a lubricant for your throat and it will make you feel so much better. Okay, so now we're going to listen to a song. When we get back, I'll give you just a couple more tips. And yeah, enjoy the song, guys.
The fakes, the forgery, the verdicts, the guilty pleas, erase the names, wrote in our own shiny new history. I was there, kid, I was a witness, I saw what you did.
Okay, guys, we're back. So we've been talking about how to avoid and also feel better when you're sick, especially at college. So I'm just going to give you a quick recap of all the tips we've gone over so far, and then I'll get into a couple more. So far we've done eating or taking vitamin C, because that will help you stay healthy, drinking a lot of fluids. You're supposed to have 64 ounces. Maybe drink a little bit more than that because you're sick and you don't feel good. Taking leave if you really feel disgusting, take a pain reliever, because even though it is for pain relief, it does make you feel better overall. Working out even when you don't want to, because you probably need it if you don't want to. Getting the appropriate amount of sleep, which is so important. Washing your hands, staying clean, and using hand sanitizer. Gargling with salt water, and or taking a spoonful of honey. So all of those are the tips we've gone over so far. Let's go over a couple more. I would say, especially, I don't know about you guys, but in my dorm, the room is so stuffy and the air is so dry that was the reason why I was having a sore throat and just not feeling good, because I wasn't getting enough fresh air in the room. So what I did was I bought a humidifier, which I got for about $6 on Amazon, and basically you just put the humidifier inside a water bottle and then use your water bottle as the water that filters through the humidifier, and then it just plugs in like a USB. So I have that, and that helps a little bit. And yeah, so I would suggest maybe carrying around some hand sanitizer, like I said before, or even some baby wipes, and then this way when you get to class, just wipe down your desk. Or if you have to borrow a pencil or something like that, you want to wipe it down, especially after you use it if you don't feel good. Everybody is trying to stay healthy, not just you, so don't think that everybody is disgusting and you're the only one that's clean, because that's just rude. But, so wipe down your desk a little bit, especially as you use it. Use your hand sanitizer, especially in between hand washes, obviously. And then, just make sure that you wipe things down. When you go to the gym, wipe down your own machine before and after. And maybe try using a wipe instead of those. I know for the gym at my school, they have, like, these rags that have spray. That is disgusting because that has been used and touched by every single person that's come in and out of the gym, all sweaty and gross. So maybe use a wipe instead. Make sure it's actually clean and not just you're rubbing around the germs that are already on there. So just work out a little bit. I'm not saying go crazy, but, you know, do some cardio. It'll help you to feel better. You'll feel more tired at night, and it'll overall be good. So these are my tips for staying healthy and feeling better when you're sick in college. It sucks to be sick while you're away from home. I know I've done it a couple times now. It's not very good. But it happens to the best of us. And, yeah, we got to stay safe and be prepared. So be prepared and stay safe. So please remember to like us on Facebook, on Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr. We have an email if you guys need to send in some music. If you want to send in music, we're always taking music, so please, please do that. If you have any comments, concerns, or ideas about future episodes or this episode or past episodes, anything, we'd like to hear everything. So make sure you do that. We do have a website. It is college-girl-weekly.weebly.com. All of our social media links are in the description for this podcast, as well as all of the links for today's artist, which was Night Terrors of 1927. They're an amazing band. Their song was called Young and Vicious. And all of their social media links, like their website, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and SoundCloud, are in the description. So if you're listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, come back next week at 6 for a new Valentine's Day episode. And if you're listening to us on SoundCloud, come back next week at 7 for a new Valentine's Day episode, obviously. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed. If you have any comments, concerns, ideas, anything, please, please, please message us. We're always looking for more ideas, more social media outlets. If you have any, let us know. More music, please, please send in your music. We'd love to have it. So have a good week, guys. Stay safe. Clean up those germs. They're gross.